We're going to begin the hour by talking about Community Works, which has the thrift shop in Chapel Hill back open as of today after being closed for a long time due to COVID-19. Carborough Thrift Shop, not quite open yet. That'll open in July, but they've got some special events happening between now and then as well. Barbara Jessie Black is the president and CEO of Community Works, and she joins us on the phone right now. Barbara, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. Thank you so much for having us. I appreciate the opportunity just to say hi, if nothing else.
It's been a long time, right?
It has.
So let's start by talking about today. What all went into the opening in Chapel Hill?
Sure. First of all, let me just say the community has been incredible today. As you might imagine, you know, going from a thrift shop where you could have throngs of people entering to now what we're doing is, you know, 20 people at a time, has taken a lot of time and effort from our team to just get that, you know, going. And the community has been super supportive. We opened up this morning at 10 o'clock with about 50 people in line. And throughout the day, it was just one right after the other after the other. And all we got was, you know, thank you so much for being open. You know, we appreciate the fact that, you know, you've done this in such a such an amazing way relative to, you know, sanitizing and keeping people at social distances and, you know, that sort of thing. Just making it a comfortable environment for and a sanitary environment for people to shop, which is hard when you're doing thrift. So it has been a labor of love, and we are excited to be open again. We are, although just limited hours at the moment as we, you know, continue to manage around COVID-19. We're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Mondays from 10 to 4, and then, of course, on Sunday, noon to 4. And so, you know, we'll see how that goes. You know, we, at some point in time, we hope to be able to have a longer schedule. But right now, this seems to be working for us.
50 people standing in line. Was that a properly social distanced line? Because that goes on for quite a ways.
Yes, so it was all the way up to Whole Foods. And yes, nice. People were social distancing. And of course, you know, we're asking for folks to wear masks. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a mask, we're happy to provide that. And every single person that was in line and that has come through the doors today has had a mask. So
awesome.
we're super grateful that people are really adhering to the town's call. So
the Chapel Hill location is open now at Elliott Road. The Carborough location
yes.
won't be opening until July, but accepting donations at both locations.
We are. So we're accepting donations at both locations Friday and Saturdays from 10 to 4, and then Sunday noon to 4. And again, it's self-serve. You know, again, social distancing relative to people donating. The community has been very receptive to that, and we're just grateful, you know, for the community spirit, because that's really what it is.
And I can imagine, and I was talking about this just last hour when we were doing Kids Q, that I've got a number of things that have just kind of built up over the last couple of months that, oh, when the thrift shop opens back up, I need to go and donate. So I imagine you got a lot of donations that you can use to restock weekend, right?
Absolutely. Yes, we're excited because, you know, one of the reasons that we're limited hours, I mean, aside from COVID-19, is we'll be able to turn over our stock a little bit better. And, you know, that's always exciting. So we're taking the quote unquote off time during the week, you know, to prep the store again, of course, you know, making it clean and then freshening it up with new goods.
Speaking with Barbara Jessie Black, again, president and CEO of Community Works, accepting donations now at both thrift shop locations in Carborough and Chapel Hill. The Chapel Hill location is back open now. Carborough location will be opening soon, sometime in July. And between now and then, there's also a silent auction going on, right?
There is, yes. I'm going to be posting later on this afternoon on social media. You know, we encourage folks to go to our website and sign up for our newsletter where the auction, we're doing it online. This is our first time doing it online, so we're super excited about that. And we've got some really nice things. So, you know, pop by the store. There'll be a sign out on the window that has a QR code. And a URL that you can connect to make your bids. And then the auction ends July 10th, which is a Friday.
What are some of the really good items on it?
Yeah, so we've got this really cool storm glass. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I wasn't. I looked it up online. So it apparently is an item that shows the weather. So if it's stormy, then, you know, the contents of it moves around. So that's kind of neat. Of course, you know, for those of us that like handbags and jewelry, there are plenty of offerings there. We have a Burberry scarf, some beautiful jewelry in the auction window, and just some, you know, some bright and fun things to say, hi, we're open.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Barbara Jesse Black, Community Works open now. The thrift shop is in Chapel Hill, Carver location soon, and accepting donations at both locations. So tell us about Community Works' mission, what the thrift shop, what the work of the thrift shop goes into.
Right. So, you know, we've not changed. I will say that we've expanded what we're doing. Our goal is to help youth and families close opportunity gaps. And we're doing that with our Youth Works on Main initiative that we have. And then the funds from the thrift shop revenue will go back into the community in that same way. And so, you know, we're grateful for the fact that we have, you know, our founders were the first ones to look for a way to close opportunity gaps relative to an art program in the schools. And so that continues to be our mission, is to close opportunity gaps for youth and families. And so we do that with the school social worker program. We have an in-kind donation program with them where we help families in need outfit homes and, you know, with resources and that sort of thing. And so we're grateful that the community has been so supportive and, you know, especially during this time, donating all of those goods, which then we're able to pass on to our partner organizations who have families that are in need.
And it's got to be so much more important, that mission, especially now that so many more people in our community are in need amidst COVID-19. So helping people find those opportunities is that much more important. And now on top of that, we're increasingly aware, and it's front and center, just how big a gap exists in every facet of
Absolutely.
Society for people. What are your thoughts on all of that as it relates to your mission and the work that you
yeah.
do?
Yeah. It's interesting that you should say that, because, you know, for decades we were supporting students in the classroom, which, you know, we're still, you know, that's still part of what we're doing. But we also realized that, you know, your community is as whole as the people that the families and the youth that are part of it. And so understanding that there are huge gaps in access to resources, in how resources are, you know, deployed into the community. We know that because the community is so supportive of what we do through their gifts and donations to us, that, you know, it's paramount that we pass that on. So you're absolutely correct that, you know, even now that we're, you know, now with COVID-19 and everything else that's going on in the world, the economic aspects of injustice are pretty glaring. And so, you know, the part that we play in that is to make sure that families and youth in our community have access to resources that we are so generously gifted by community members who are able to. So yes, it is even more important at this time than at any other time.
Anything else that folks want to know about Community Works, about what's going on right now or what's coming up for the Carborough location in July?
Sure. So our Carborough location, as you might imagine, will require us a very deep cleaning. So we want to make sure that we take the time to do that appropriately so that we can open our doors.
Was it due for a cleaning even before this? Or?
Well, you know, it's thrift, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you can wipe things down, but you realize that when people bring you things, it's, you know, you want to put those out on the sales floor. So, yes, so it probably needed a deep cleaning prior to COVID-19. But that said, we're really looking at, you know, how do we make that particular store inviting and also adhering to the social distancing, but also making sure that we have a wide range of goods. right? So so that will take a little bit of time for us to really plan that out, and we're utilizing our plaza location as sort of a test case, if you will. That said, you know, we're also thinking about doing some pop-ups out on the concourse, and we're still, you know, looking at what does that look like, right? How do we manage that in a social distancing aspect? And but we also realize that the Carrboro community wants to shop with us, and, you know, we're anxious to get back to doing that. And so stay tuned. Again, you know, we'd love for folks to sign up for our newsletter, which you can access on our website, communityworksnc.org, works with an X. And that gives you the up-to-date information relative to, you know, openings and closings and that sort of thing. And also, you know, follow us on social media, because we do have a pretty good presence on social media.
It's exciting news for the community. Again, communityworksnc.org, works with an X, for more information. And you can head to the Chapel Hill Thrift Shop now on Elliott Road. That's open weekends and Mondays. Carrboro Thrift Shop will be open beginning in July. Both locations doing donations now. And look into the silent auction, which is going on now through July 10th. Barbara Jessie Black, thank you so much for being with us and for all you do.
Thank you.